AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An American soldier is dead, at least two others wounded in Afghanistan, where an Afghan soldier opened fire on them in the city of Jalalabad. Our Lynn O'Donnell reports from Afghanistan. The Americans were there for a meeting involving a U.S. embassy official.
The witness says that as soon as the U.S. embassy official had left to go to the airport to return to Kabul, this Afghan soldier opened fire on the U.S. soldiers who'd been there providing a security escort. They immediately opened fire on him. The Afghan was shot dead.
The second insider attack this year. Protests planned for today in North Charleston, South Carolina, where a white police officer shot and killed a black man who was running away after a traffic stop. Our Sandy Kozel reports.
The brother of a black man shot in the back by a white police officer after a traffic stop last weekend in North Charleston, South Carolina, says he didn't deserve to die.
When it happened the first day, all we wanted was the truth.
Patrolman Michael Slager was arrested and charged with murder yesterday in Walter Scott's death after authorities reviewed a videotape of the fatal shooting. Mayor Keith Summey says police officers are not above the law.
If you make a bad decision, don't care if you are behind the shield or just a citizen on the street, you have to live by that decision.
The Scott family plans to sue the police department. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Forecasters are warning those who live in the nation's midsection of severe storms and maybe even tornadoes today and tomorrow. The southern plains could be hit with large hail and tornadoes today. Tomorrow, the area including Chicago and St. Louis could get even worse weather. Prosecutors in New York say five men impersonated plainclothes detectives to burglarize homes on Long Island. They had fake police badges and wore business suits to rob homes. This is AP Radio News. Juries in two high-profile criminal cases begin another day of deliberations this morning. Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez accused of killing a man who is dating his fiancée's sister. His attorney warning the jury yesterday to ignore what they've heard about Hernandez in the media.
Why have a trial at all if somebody can be tried, and for that matter, convicted in the media? What's the point?
And the Boston Marathon bombing trial jury returns to deliberations today. Our Denise Lavoie is in the courtroom covering that trial.
This is just the first phase of the trial to determine Mr. Tsarnaev's guilt or innocence. After the verdict is reached in this case, we'll start the second phase of the trial, which will be for this same jury to determine whether he receives the death penalty or life in prison.
Our Denise Lavoie reporting there from the courthouse in Boston, where the Boston Marathon bombing trial jury is returning to deliberations. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.